In this country, President Bush tried another tactic in his effort to persuade the country that Social Security is in financial trouble. The president has already enlisted senators, policy experts, and even his mother. Yesterday, he traveled to West Virginia to a federal office where he appeared alongside a filing cabinet. NPR's David Green reports that this presidential prop may signal a shift in the president's marketing strategy.
On the latest stop of his campaign tour pushing changes to Social Security, the president came to Parkersburg, West Virginia yesterday and visited a little-known federal agency called the Bureau of Public Debt.
How are you all? I'll be right there.
The White House had everything set up. Photographers were in place. Employees at the center were trying to act natural at their cubicles, even as Secret Service agents swarmed. And on cue, the president walked in with Susan Chapman of the Treasury Department. As cameras clicked away, Chapman led the president to a filing cabinet with four drawers. It was to be the main prop in his demonstration.
This is it.
This filing cabinet houses about $1.7 trillion in government bonds and officially represents the money that has come into the Social Security system from workers and will one day be going to retirees. As the cameras kept clicking, Mr. Bush pulled out a copy of a bond. He wanted to make the point that Americans who think there's some colossal pile of cash stored away for people when they retire are wrong. Actually, they're just IOUs here in a building along the Ohio River. The president's visit here lasted less than 10 minutes.
Anyway, thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming.
And he made his way up the road to a local college where he spoke about the filing cabinet some more.
There is no trust fund, just IOUs that I saw firsthand.
He said people should prefer to have more control over their money rather than store it as paperwork in a drawer.
The office here in Parkersburg stores those IOUs. They're stacked in a filing cabinet. Imagine the retirement security for future generations is sitting in a filing cabinet. It's time to strengthen and modernize Social Security for future generations with growing assets that you can control, that you call your own, assets that the government cannot take away.
So far in his Social Security travels, the president has been stressing that he wants to take a trusted government program and make it healthier. But yesterday he pounded on a different theme, saying it's an illusion to think that the money you put into Social Security is stored for you somewhere. The president said the money flows into the government, and Washington is only promising to give you money when you retire. For Stephen Moore, a conservative lobbyist who runs the Free Enterprise Fund in Washington, it's about time.
We've been trying to make the case that the trust fund really doesn't exist, that it's a sham, and that if you believe in the Social Security Trust Fund, you also must believe in the Tooth Fairy.
Moore says Mr. Bush has done a good job convincing the public that Social Security faces a troubled future if something isn't done, but that he has not sold his solution.
Certainly the president's attempts to sell the American people on the personal accounts have not resonated yet. He has made a fairly strong case that the system has financial problems, and I think most Americans agree with him. He hasn't been able to sell Americans yet on this rather bold and revolutionary idea that what we need now is to have a system where people can individually invest their accounts.
Critics of the president quickly fired back. Bill Halter, former commissioner of Social Security, said on a conference call organized by Democrats that the bonds in the filing cabinet in West Virginia represent the same promise to pay that finances much of the U.S. government every day.
The retirement security for future generations rests with the full faith and credit of the United States as represented by those Treasury securities.
Halter said the president was going into uncharted waters by suggesting to Americans that their government's bonds are not reliable.
I don't think I've ever witnessed a president either implicitly or explicitly try to cast doubt on the most secure asset in the world, which is the U.S. Treasuries.
And back at the Bureau of Public Debt, even the agency spokesman, Pete Hollenbach, didn't seem totally in line with the president's message.
These are United States Treasury securities. Just like a Treasury bill or a Treasury note or a savings bond, we're obligated to pay and we intend to pay.
The president's shift in emphasis yesterday was not a total departure. He said that when President Roosevelt created Social Security, he did a good thing. It worked, Mr. Bush said, But now the math has changed. David Greene, NPR News.